Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell show on demand on the iHeart app as well. Thank you. Today's story of the day, LA County DA George Gascon. He elevated a woman you may not be familiar with, but we'll make you very familiar with her. Tiffany Blacknell, she was a public defender, and then she was upgraded to prosecutor under Gascon, a special advisor, chief of communications, and now she has been promoted to chief of staff. And Martin Marks from CaliforniaGlobe.com went through her past, her self-admitted past, with starts with a tweet that she put out back in 2020 during George Floyd riot week. She admitted she was a looter in 1992, 15 years old, during the Rodney King riots. And she was proud of it, said it was a formative moment of her life. And now during the George Floyd riots, she was triggered. And she started scolding black and white liberals, especially on the West Side, who are complaining about their Whole Foods and their Nordstrom's being ransacked and damaged. And she's full of self-righteousness, full of anger. And she apparently thinks rioting and looting is cool, although she gets upset when her neighborhood gets looted and damaged. It's a lot of conflict. She thinks the LAPD are barbarians and an occupying army. And she also thinks the prison system ought to be abolished. A lot of these tweets are dug up originally by Bill Malugin from Fox News. Martin Marks put it all together at CaliforniaGlobe.com. Let's get him on here. Martin, how are you?
Quite well, John. Thanks for having me.
This just happened Friday. Gascon released this announcement that Tiffany Blacknell got this promotion.
Yeah, he actually announced a number of promotions within the department, and they are evidently supposed to take place in the new year.
And as
she's moving to the top spot.
Yeah, and chief of staff, what specifically kind of role does she have now in Gascon's office? What does the chief of staff do?
She's the connection to everything in Los Angeles government, interactions with the police department, helping the prosecutor, Mr. Gascon, set policy and set attitudes for how the department is going to proceed. And she will have his ear 24/7.
Now, she's clearly an anti-police, anti-prison activist.
Without a question. Listen, we all know about George Gascon and his worldview and as it's evolved from his time in San Francisco and now in L.A., he's a radical, without a doubt. And, we came very close to having him recall just a few thousand signatures short, and speculation is, had that recall made it to the ballot, he would have been shown the door.
Rating is 15%, and he's got nine people running against him. And so he's definitely going to be stuck in a runoff at the very least, and likely would lose the runoff in November. So is this promotion of Tiffany Blacknell a nothing to lose, I don't give a crap, and just stick it in the eye of every voter in Los Angeles?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think he sees the handwriting on the wall that his time as prosecutor for L.A. County could be measured in weeks now, that he's likely not going to win re-election. And this is his thumbing the nose of Los Angelinos. It's a extreme, radical, woke, scorched earth policy. As radical as Gascon is, this woman that he's appointed to chief of staff, Tiffany Blacknell, as you put it, she's just an angry, angry woman who is taking some rather radical positions and dangerous positions. I've watched enough episodes of Law and Order to know that the police department and the prosecutor's office needs to have a professional, if not cordial, relationship. I don't see how that is possible when you have a chief of staff calling the police department barbarians, wearing sweatshirts to say they're trained to kill us. They're an occupying army. If I was the police, I wouldn't have it.
Well, it's one thing to have a philosophical difference, but she seems unhinged to me. I mean, the language that she uses in all these tweets, and these go back a number of years, and she's never pulled any of them back. I mean, she is proud. She brags about her time as a looter.
As a youth, she was only 15 at the time, but, she translates that into what happened in Los Angeles and many other cities back in 2020. When George Floyd lost his life through a homicide, and cities burned. And she cheered it on, without a doubt. She's an apologist for criminals. How can anyone take a position that we should abolish prisons? What's the alternative? I understand, that she may have a position that, for whatever reason, prisons may have a disproportionate population of minorities, and that may be true for any number of reasons, but to abolish prisons, that's a ludicrous proposition. And now she's going to be the chief of staff for the chief law enforcement office in the county.
As ludicrous it is, she's probably not the only one in Gascon's office that feels that way, including Gascon is probably part of that crowd.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Listen, and as you pointed out, she's been with him right from the beginning. She was a part of the Gascon for district attorney campaign a few years back. So she's been in that office in a number of positions, but she was part of the campaign, too. And, when Gascon won, he defeated, I believe it was L.A. County's first African-American woman prosecutor. And she certainly is not a right-wing conservative, but she was taken aback by some of the things out of Tiffany Blacknell's keyboard and mouth during that campaign.
Well, let me ask you something. Let's say Gascon does not make the runoff. He does not finish in the top two. So it's the middle of March. He's a complete lame duck. The election is not till November. He's not going to be replaced until December, officially. What the hell is it going to look like? What's he going to do? Because right now, he's not even trying to suck up to the voters. He's not even playing pretend. What's he going to do when he really has nothing to lose?
The best question is, can it get any worse? Maybe yes, maybe no. But I think this is maybe a hint of things to come when you have a woman like this who will now be his chief of staff. As I tried to point out, it sounds like a scorched earth policy that maybe L.A. won't be burning to the ground, God forbid, but certainly it's a scorched earth policy and a woke leftist dream.
Right, and there's nothing the public can do about this.
Well, has anybody mentioned the word recall? I don't know if a new one is underway.
There's no time for it. Not that this would happen with Gavin Newsom, but I know in Florida, Ron DeSantis removed, I believe, two district attorneys who were off the edge, woke, with their woke nonsense. So he had them removed. Yeah, he had the state power. And the attorney general here does have the state power to remove.
Yeah, I don't think Rob Bonta will do it. I don't think Gavin Newsom would even consider it. Keep in mind that it was Gavin Newsom who appointed Gascon as the prosecutor up in San Francisco when our vice president became the California Attorney General. So he was the one who got Gascon, got that ball rolling up in San Francisco as a prosecutor. So I wouldn't count on our governor to be showing the prosecutor the door anytime soon.
What a San Francisco machine, huh? Newsom, Kamala Harris, George Gascon. Oh, my God. All right. So well, listen, great article. This was a pleasure to wake up to this morning. Martin Marks, and thanks also to Bill Malusian from Fox 11, because he dug up a lot of these tweets over the years. Thanks, Martin. Keep covering it. We'll talk with you again soon.
Oh, you bet. Thanks. Thanks, right. John.
Martin Marks from CaliforniaGlobe.com. You should read the whole story and look at the tweets. In fact, I'll read some of the tweets in their entirety. This is why you do vote in March, and you do vote for a candidate other than George Gascon. You must, okay? This is frightening. I mean, maybe nobody gets prosecuted in 2024. Maybe they completely shut down the prosecution machine. And they're going to be releasing murderers, rapists, and sexual assaulters and arsonists. Maybe anything goes now for the next year. Nothing would surprise me with this crowd. Because if you're for abolishing prisons, then you're saying everybody should be free no matter what crime they've committed. That's the only way to look at it. You're abolishing prisons. Well, what does that mean? Abolishing, all right? Not reforming. Not scaling back. Abolishing, which means everybody's free. Well, if everyone's going to be free, why would you prosecute anybody? The next step from no prisons is no prosecutions, because prosecutions lead to prisons, right? When I say these things, it sounds outrageous, but break down the process here. It's not outrageous. It's what they're selling, and they've been open about it for the last 3 years. Okay, we've got more coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Okay, so the case of Tiffany Blacknell, and this is the most important local election. Actually, on the ballot in March, it's the most important election because it's supposed to be a presidential year, and out here in California, Biden and Trump, unless one or both of them die, are going to win the California primary. So let's go to what matters in your day-to-day life. More important than a state senator, a state assemblyman. There's no governor on the ballot. This is it in L.A. County. And the crime spills over into Orange County as well. Obviously, we had Todd Spitzer on last week. And, they just arrested a whole bunch of L.A. gang members who had spilled into Orange County and were responsible for many home burglaries, a whole rash of home burglaries. Tiffany Blacknell. Now, we've known about her for several years since Gascon took over. She was a public defender, and then she started moving up the chain in the DA's office, a grade 4 prosecutor. That's the top level of prosecutor. Also listed as a special advisor, chief of communications, and now chief of staff. They released this news on Friday, hoping that nobody was going to know it. Gascon, of course, is doing very badly when it comes to an approval rating, about 15% or so, depending on the poll. And while at the moment he would sneak into the top two in a 10-person primary, he would not do well in November. He would lose probably by gigantic proportions. But you just don't want him out there anymore. You don't want him surviving in March. You don't want something weird and fluky and unusual to happen. Tiffany Blacknell, let's get into her background. During George Floyd rioting week back in May of 2020, she posted I was a looter in 1992. I was 15. I was furious, sad, and scared. I had no way to process my emotions about the murder of Latasha Harlins or the beating of Rodney King. So we went out and we watched our city burn. And when the opportunity rose, we took some bleep, complete with the turd emoji. It was one of the most formative moments of my life. Do you know anybody who talks like this? Who looks back at looting, stealing other people's property, stealing from people in her own neighborhood. That is the thing that I remember. I was on the East Coast when the riots broke out. We arrived here about 6 months after the riots. And what I never understood about rioting is, why burn down your own neighborhood? What? Why would you do that? And then after burning down the neighborhood, then everybody complains that businesses will not invest. Huh? They saw a flame shooting into the sky for 3 days. In any event, she says, I remember it so clearly. I remember sitting on my cousin's car and watching the fire on the first night with tears in my eyes. But tonight, now remember, this is from May of 2020. Tonight, I am triggered. Triggering, of course, means that deep emotional distress that is normally buried in a civilized person comes pouring out in all kinds of dangerous ways. So please don't come on my page complaining about protesters or looters. Don't text me bleep about the Whole Foods in West Hollywood or your beloved Santa Monica. My whole community was leveled. Yeah, you helped. Cry me a river. Nordstrom's will be okay. All this respectability by black folks and complaining by West Side white liberals is maddening. So she's angry with black people who act respectable by opposing looting and burning. And of course, she's angry with white liberals because she's a racist. While you're judging their conduct and their character, remember that they are kids. But she's not a kid anymore. This is 30 years later. She's now in her mid-40s. And she still is amping up all the anti-police incendiary rhetoric. And I'll read to you some of that, too. How would you feel if you were inheriting this bleephole country? A country where we boast about our billionaires, but our hospitals can't protect nurses and doctors. And our hospitals can't protect nurses and doctors. A country where your people are murdered by a militarized police force paid to control you. Well, that is just complete hooey. But George Floyd week, eventually, you know, she started posting all kinds of crazy stuff. And Bill Malugin has put together some of her greatest hits. Black Nell has called for abolishing prisons and defunding police. She called the LAPD barbarians and an occupying army. She's for the abolishment of prisons entirely. And you, if you want to take people at their word, take them literally. It means that if there's no prisons, then nobody got prosecuted. If nobody got prosecuted, nobody should be arrested, which means whatever horrible, murderous, heinous, twisted, sick act a human can commit, Black Nell is for it. Tiffany Black Nell says no prison. They should be abolished, torn down, bulldozed. Okay. Then why have a district attorney's office? Why prosecute? Why arrest? Let everybody do whatever they want. She's an anarchist. She's always been an anarchist, and she was running around at 15 stealing other people's stuff and still bragging about it all these years later. And George Gascon is the most dangerous radical because he's soft-spoken. His physical presence is unthreatening. He's not a firebrand that rouses people's emotions directly. And that's how he was able to win district attorney here and in San Francisco. The quiet guys are the most dangerous. Tiffany Black Nell, now she's an angry radical. She'll shove it in your face. She'll say all kinds of incendiary things. She's the chief of staff. This is what we've got. The future of a civilized Los Angeles depends on having a strong district attorney and strong prosecutors putting bad guys in prison for a long time. If you don't have that, you are going to have anarchy and chaos. And we've seen some of it already in the last few years. There's going to be a lot more of it. So whatever you do in life, whatever you do in the next 12 months, you must vote against George Gascón. There's 9 other candidates. Do not vote for him. Let's get him out of the primary for the start, because Tiffany Blacknell is a dangerous person. She's made it clear she's dangerous. Okay, we've got more coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, on the radio 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt on demand on the iHeart app. All right. Well, what was I talking about? Tiffany Townend Blacknell. Tiffany Blacknell is now the chief of staff for George Gascón. And you might be saying, well, who cares? What does it matter? Oh, no, no, this matters because he's in the fight of his life politically. He only has a 15% approval rating. And polls are showing that most of the public is never going to vote for him. As long as he's in a runoff after the March primary in November, he's going to lose. Now, who's going to take him on? We don't know yet. There's several candidates who there have been a number of polls, and the polls are all over the place. Nathan Hochman did well in one. John Hatami does well. Eric Sadal did well in one. And there's others as well. Maria Ramirez. So it's impossible to tell what's going to happen. What would be great is if two of the opposing candidates got in for the March runoff. And then we could not only have a victory dance on Gascon's political grave, but then we could enjoy the next 6 months, not worry about whether something weird is going to happen, or, you know, they might rig the election. Because remember, the George Gascon recall was rigged. They threw out an excess amount of signatures because the registrar's office is just corrupt. So you never know what's going to happen. Nobody wants to take that chance. So what we need is two candidates in the runoff and Gascon to finish third or farther back. Now, you think a guy in that kind of precarious political situation would be very careful with who he gives promotions to. Instead, he elevated the notorious cop hater, Tiffany Blacknell. And just if you're just joining us, just to quickly recap, she tweeted in 2020 that this was the George Floyd week. I was a looter in 1992, Rodney King time. I was 15. I was furious, sad, and scared. I had no way to process my emotions. So we went out and we watched our city burn. And when the opportunity arose, we took some bleep. It was one of the most formative moments of my life. So here she is bragging about stealing things, taking things that she should have gone to jail for taking. And she's bragging about it. Now she's the chief of staff for George Gascon. Here's some other things that she has posted on Twitter, which has now become X. In 2019, she wrote, "Prison is obsolete. We need to reimagine America without it." That's a sweeping statement. Not reforming prison. Not coming up with more fake rehabilitation programs for prison. It's eliminating prison. It's obsolete. We have to live without it. Here's some more. And credit to Bill Malugin. Bill Malugin at Fox News found these tweets. California Globe has publicized these tweets. And here is a previous tweet where she called LAPD barbarians and an occupying army. This is her attitude as the chief of staff for the top law enforcement official in Los Angeles County. And she, as I mentioned before, she targeted people in West Hollywood, people in Santa Monica, for complaining that their Nordstrom's or their Whole Foods was looted. It made disparaging remarks not only about blacks who complain, but white liberals on the West Side. So she's an all-around hater of the human race. A lot of anger. Clearly, she doesn't have the stability to be the chief of staff for George Gascon, or maybe she does, because he's a lunatic, so odds are he would only hire a lunatic to be the chief of staff. I mean, you couldn't imagine anybody rational or reasonable taking that job. Who would want to work with him? I imagine everybody reasonable is just waiting out these last this last year or so until he's finally gone. But I'm telling you, I also don't want apathy to take over. You know, sometimes in primary elections, because the presidential race should be the big driver. However, barring his death, Joe Biden is going to be the almost automatic Democratic nominee. He'll win in California. Trump will win on the Republican side. And for all the people who poo-poo the number of how blue California is, there are more Republicans voting for Trump than in any other state, simply because of the size of California. What we need is a big turnout on both sides of people who cannot stand the filthy, dangerous mess that Los Angeles County has become. So I couldn't care less who you vote for president in this context, but I want you to vote in the primary. And you've got nine other choices other than George Gascon. So there's no excuse here. When he's hiring or promoting an admitted looter, when she is busy calling for the abolition of prison and calling the police barbarians, there's no excuse for this. Clearly she's unhinged, and she has every right to be unhinged, and she can have any opinion that she wants, and she can say what she can protest. She could loot because looting is legal now. I guess it was legal then. So fine, go steal your stuff. But to be chief of staff for the LA County District Attorney, you have the power to stop this. You can do it by voting for someone else other than Gascon. I'm not even going to tell you who to vote for. No endorsements, no nothing. Just vote against George Gascón. Vote for somebody else. Keep track of the polls. Look at the leaders. Push whoever the leaders are over the top. Get two of them past Gascón. They're all pretty much the same, with the exception of one guy whose name I'm not going to mention because he's not doing well in the polls, and I don't want to raise his profile yet. We'll just see what happens. But the rest of them, they all seem to be good people, and they would do what's obviously right. Okay, we've got more coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you want to go to Instagram at John Cobalt Radio, and you spell Cobalt, K-O-B-Y-L-T. And we are now going to go to Jim Ryan, ABC News, because Texas made a lot of news. First of all, they're getting a huge influx. Over 12,000 people have stormed over the border. And so Abbott has decided to give local police the authority to arrest migrants and judges, the state judges, the ability to remove them to Mexico, which I don't know if that's legal, but he did it. He signed the bill, and Jim Ryan's going to come on and explain the details here. Jim, how are you?
Hey, John, you make an interesting point. Is it legal? Is it constitutional? In 2012, the Supreme Court decided that a law that Arizona had passed 2 years earlier was not constitutional. It was similar to what happened here in Texas. It didn't just allow, but it required police officers to check the immigration status of people they came across. Supreme Court said that's not legal. You can't do that. It's up to the federal government to enforce immigration and border policy. And so that's where it was left. Greg Abbott, as you know, John, has said that the feds haven't been living up to their obligations. So he's taken it upon himself to institute something called Operation Lone Star. It's now, I think, $5.5 billion spent on border security issues here. Now, this is kind of the latest step in that, this policy that allows local police, sheriff's deputies, and others to arrest people who are in the country illegally. It's a misdemeanor. You go before a judge, you're told to go back to your home country, and if you don't, then you could be charged with a felony, John.
When's it going to be implemented?
In March. March is March. The target date, at least.
Okay, yeah. So there's a lot of time here for a legal battle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And you've already got legal battles. There was a lawsuit filed today, two immigrant rights groups, and the county of El Paso County have filed suit, and I'm sure that there will be other suits to come.
Is there anybody know why the surge is getting bigger? I mean, it's supposedly over 12,000 people today. I don't even know how they count that, but yeah. let's assume that number is somewhere close to accurate. Why is it getting worse and worse day by day? Is the word just spread all over the planet?
Yeah, I think that's it. And you'll hear that from both sides, I think, from the Republicans here in Texas and from Democrats elsewhere, that there's this sort of message that's scattered around through cartels or through somebody from, coyotes, people who smuggle folks into the country. That there's an easy path that you can do this. But I think that's sort of what's behind it. But it's also cyclical. You see changes throughout the year in terms of ebbs and flows of people coming into the country. It's fairly cool right now, which is surprising to me. Normally you see this kind of surge in the springtime or the early summer, then in the fall. But so it's kind of an interesting time of year for this to be happening.
I'm looking at video. Both CNN and Fox is running similar video at the same time. Huge. I don't know what it is. I guess it's at the border, and just thousands of people gathered, and they're isolated by these berms. So I guess that's the border, and they can't climb over the berm, and they're just stuck. A lot of them are sitting on the ground. They've got blankets, but it's an enormous crowd. What is that? Do you know? It's an Eagle Pass.
Well, it's either Eagle Pass.
Eagle Pass.
It's either Eagle Pass or El Paso. And that's where folks, so those people there and the big crowds, people with families and whatnot, generally those are the folks who are going to make application, do so through Customs and Border Protection.
So that's staging area where they're collecting themselves? Yeah.
Exactly. Precisely. Right. And they, while they're there, there's an app. Customs and Border Protection has an app, a phone app. You fill out your application on your app. You submit that, and then essentially take an electronic number. Then you come across, and you start the process here on this side of the border. The folks who are doing so illegally between the Border Patrol checkpoints, those are the ones who are not gathered in that large group of thousands of people. They're the ones who have already tried to sneak through some of the way and may have actually made it in.
All right, Jim. Thanks very much.
Yeah, sure, John.
Jim Ryan with ABC News on Greg Abbott. He is going to basically declare like a holy war on the federal government here. And, you know, going back to that 2012 decision, because I remember we went to Arizona when they passed the law which said the police could ask for your papers. And, of course, the progressive idiots turned it into the show me your papers law. But that was actually correct. It was show me your papers, because if you're here legally, you'll have some proof of that. You'll have some identification. You'll have a green card. You'll have something. And the people without that kind of identification were generally in the country illegally. But the thing is, the Supreme Court in that case didn't let a state government enforce immigration law. And so all the states are hamstrung to some extent. Of course, you could decide not to give benefits to illegal immigrants. We've done the opposite here in California. By the way, they're storming into Los Angeles in big numbers, too. But we have all kinds of programs and agencies that cater to the migrants. A lot of these other cities have never dealt with this before, like Los Angeles, like New York and Chicago. And Mayor Eric Adams is threatening big tax increases in New York City. It's actually quite stunning, because he's cutting the police budget, he's cutting the fire budget, he's cutting the education budget, and he's threatening to raise taxes on a lot of people. And his approval rating in New York City is 28%. And I don't know. Now, he made it clear that New York was a sanctuary city, and he has never renounced that. Never. And so he wonders why he ends up with a 28 rating, because even in left-wing progressive New York, they think he's a crazy person. Why would you declare to the world this is a sanctuary? Come on, we'll take care of you. And then when 100+ thousand people show up, it's like, well, wait a second. Not everybody, not 100,000 of you. It's way over 100,000 by now. But Eric Adams is just not very bright. This is the danger when you have politicians who get involved in these overwhelming issues and they simply don't have the brain power for it. I think any reasonable person, you would know, I would know, that if you put out a welcome mat, put a sign up in front of your house. Anyone passing by, welcome to come in. We'll give you a bed and a meal. Well, what do you think is going to happen? In fact, why don't you hand out your address on business cards at one of these encampments? See what happens. They'll come over your house. They'll sleep on your floor. They'll eat your food. Of course they will. That's human nature, right? Free food, free bed. Of course they're going to come. And so now he wants to cut the services to the taxpayers and then tell the taxpayers they've got to pay more to accommodate these tens of thousands of migrants who are here illegally. Gee, why do I have a 28% rating? I don't understand. Okay, we've got more coming up on the John Cobalt Show. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise.
As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.